Y'all ever heard of this term, the fourth turning? I've heard it bounced around from different places. But it's something that we should look at, or I'll introduce it to you if you don't know. Most of you probably will know what the fourth turning is, or the statement that it is, or what it's based out of. But if you don't, I'll introduce it to you. So this is from Jeff Lukens at The American Thinker. Sweeping social transformations occur during times of crisis. We are in such a predicament now, and transformative change may be coming to America, whether we want it or not. Now, of course, I will say, it's not maybe coming. Transformative change has come to America. Coming to America. Back into this article. It could define who we are as a nation. We're not a nation. We're a union of states. For the remainder of the 21st century, whether America reaffirms itself as the beacon for freedom for the world, or whether we become just another plot of ground in the new world order remains to be seen. Jeff, I don't know where you've been for the last 13 months, but we're pretty much a plot in the ground. That's why you must establish your kingdoms. That's why you must establish your ways of life. You must root yourself, if you're a Catholic, in the teachings of the church. Take that however you want. If you're an evangelical or Protestant Christian, you need to root yourselves to your faith. That is what needs to take place. Not trying to save America or what's this whole idea. America's gone, dude. It's gone. Your rose-colored ideal or graduation goggles or whatever you want to call it, ideal of America is gone. And it may shock some people when I tell you it never was. We just happen to live in uber comfort. We just happen to live in a time where most of us were so blessed that we didn't really notice these things because we kind of went along with our day-to-day lives. And so it always gets me upset when people are like, oh, what about America being a beacon of freedom? And just, dude, what are you talking about? We've never been. Have we been a freer society than most? Yes. But are we also within the midst of the greatest genocide in the history of the world? You betcha. Over 350,000 babies have been murdered in these United States this year so far. Don't talk to me about being the beacon of freedom, because we're not. So he continues, what crisis are we in, you ask? Well, consider the staggering debt and economic collapse that is looming. Correct, Jeff. Confrontation and possible war with, I didn't know he was going to say this, but confrontation and war with China.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus?
I am never making this stipulation this Chinese again. Virus. Too much China.
Why do you keep calling this the Chinese virus?
It's not racist at all, no, not at all. It comes from China. China. It comes from China.
All right, enough. Enough, Trump. We already did one full, but he says economic war with China. Am I the only one? Am I the only one that sees that we've already lost this war, this oncoming war everybody talks about with China? I'm sorry if that doesn't make you happy for me to say that, but in what area are we as Americans, better than the Chinese. I'm just asking. When? Where? Economically, their economy's kicking the crap out of ours, and our economy is based on them producing cheap crap for us. Educationally? Oh, that's right. Money is being funneled into these United States from the Chinese. The best example is the $1 billion that Harvard has received from different Chinese programs. Entertainment? See John Cena. Hi, China. John Cena here. Please see the crappy movie I'm in. Politically? How many of our politicians are influenced by Chinese money compared to how many Chinese politicians are influenced by American money? Yeah. So we're not going to have a possible war with China because China already owns us. And what are we going to do? To send the 101st Tranny Division to go fight them? Anyway, he says this possible war with China, even though they defeated us in four pillars of American society without firing a shot. You know, you can think about physical, because everybody always thinks about just physical confrontation. Oh, that's war. How about second or third generational, fourth generational, fifth generational warfare? The fact that they own us. Oh, but what about the war that we're gonna fight? Yeah, okay. They'll be like, no, we not fight war with you, or we stop sending you little fans that spray mist. Oh, we want our spray mist fans, so we're not going to fight you. Ha ha ha, that's how we get you, sucker. Now watch crappy Japanese movie. Sorry, Chinese movie. All right, back into the article. The quote unquote, and I'm putting it in quotes, pandemic has and still wreaking havoc on our way of life. Jeff, the only reason the pandemic is wreaking havoc on your way of life is because you let it. We have to stop with this fantastical notion that COVID-19 showed up and physically shut down restaurants. That it showed up and physically muzzled you with a face mask. Governors did that. Your state did that. Your attorney general did that. Your town did that. Oh, but the pandemic did all. The pandemic didn't do a thing. Trying to keep this clean. You did it. You stayed in your house. You ordered food from Domino's. You allowed yourself to be muzzled with three face diapers. You did it. Take responsibility, Jeff. Jeffy Jeff. Oh, but the pandemic didn't know. No. This article's already, I haven't even gotten through the first paragraph to get to the friggin' fourth turning. And I'm already ripping it apart, so I gotta get through this. I actually have to get to the fourth turning part. And then he says a bunch of other blah, blah, blah things. In their seminal 1997 book, The Fourth Turning, An American Prophecy, William Strauss and Neil Howe surveyed history through a generational prism. Their chronicle forms Anglo-American history into seven recurring sequences over the past 500 years. Now, the authors make a very weighty claim that generational characteristics follow a similar series of generational phases or turnings that climax in a major crisis every 80 years or so. So in their book, each cycle is characterized by the first turning or the high. Most recently, that was between 46 and 64. Followed by the second turning or awakening, 1964 to 1984. Followed by a third turning or unraveling, 84 to 2008. And finally, the fourth turning, the foreturning, which is crisis, which is 2008 to late 2020s. Each generation comes of age during a different time and views the world differently. The greatest generation viewed the world differently than the silent generation who viewed it differently from baby boomers or Gen X or geriatric millennials or regular millennials or Gen Z or whatever the case may be. Each generation, blah, blah, blah. The latest historical crisis we faced was the Depression and World War II, and where the Great Generation was forged. These trials brought about significant changes to the entire world, especially to the greatest generation. We are now 80 years past that crisis, and it now appears the nation has entered into another time of tribulation. Our nation has experienced existential upheaval during the American Revolution, the War of Northern Aggression, I'm changing it because he says a civil war, the Great Depression, World War II together. Since the 15th century, Western civilization has repeated the pattern of the four turnings seven times. He's got all this is a bunch of number stuff, man. I feel like I'm in one of these Nicolas Cage movies. Oh my goodness. We're in the fourth generation seven times, and the seventh time of the turning. Okay, Nick. Have a Snickers. Hence the title of a new book, The Seventh Crisis: Why Millennials Must Reestablish Ordered Liberty. That's totally wrong, by the way. Millennials should not reestablish ordered liberty. Millennials, what do we need to do? What we need to do, fellow millennials and my fellow geriatric millennials, is we have to get back to what? The correct order. God first, God centered. And for my fellow Catholics, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, His Holy Mother, Saint Joseph, the protector of the church, we must put our trust in them and not in technology and not in modernity. Oh, well, we just need to reestablish liberty. And once we get liberty going, we're going to be fine because that's what we do. Shush. It's just I feel like it's another governmental grift. We just need to get the liberty reestablished and we're going to be fine. Do you see what's going on outside your window? Liberty is not going to save you here. God is the only salvation here on out. Let's see. Let's get back into this article. While the turmoil we face will affect all ages, it will fundamentally impact young people. What is this guy, 90, the way he's writing? You're young people. Like the greatest generation, this new crisis will have a defining effect on millennials and significantly impact the destiny of these United States. Hey, guess what? I'm a millennial. I don't care about the destiny of these United States. I'd rather Texas secede. Maybe take Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, and Florida with us. Start the Gulf states of America. We're good to go. We'll make Ron DeSantis king. We'll kick Greg Abbott out, and we should be fine. Right? I don't care. King DeSantis, go ahead. Yeah, King DeSantis, you can run the whole thing. I don't care. whatever. Just leave me alone. But that's... sorry, buddy. I don't care about these United States. According to a U.S. Census, millennials have become the largest living generation by 2019, which, by the way, are not reproducing, but that's fine. By 2050, Pew Research Center projects 25 million more millennials than any preceding generation. Millennials' notable aspects is that they're more radically diverse, more sensitive to racial discrimination, and more likely to back Democrats, which means we're screwed. Just means we're screwed. In that regard. Oh, right. Unlike the greatest generation in their youth a century ago, a large percentage of millennials come from broken homes. Broken homes. On the whole, they have not been raised to rely on stable influences like family, community, and the church, which is why we need to get back to God. None of this stuff this dude writes matters. If there's hard times, if there is hard times, nothing here will save you. Oh, but what about Elon Musk? He's going to take us to Mars with the Dogecoin. That's not how it goes. God saves. God shows us the way. And I'm sorry, if you don't like God-themed ideas or ideology, even though I don't talk about it a lot, folks, we're at the point where rubber's meeting the road. And liberty and government and all the stuff they're preaching to you, it's all failures. If liberty was such a defining concept, why in the hell are we in the situation we're in now? Because we're America and the land of the brave free people. Do you have a green egg on sale? By the way, green eggs are awesome. I'm sorry to call them out. And then he blah, blah, blahs about a bunch of other crap. Indeed, young and old will be in this fight. Those fighting the seventh crisis can find ways to fight against the deep state by emulating the examples of the Tea Party movement a decade ago. Ugh.